All right, you want me to kick it off again?
That's probably better that way.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Above the Board Podcast with Josh and Phil, where we keep it always above the board with Josh
and Phil.
And we're recording in front of a live streaming audience at twitch.tv/.com. I don't know, just .com. / above the board. And go to abovetheboardpodcast.com.
Nailed it. Nailed it. What are we playing today, Phil?
We're going to play Distilled.
Ooh, getting a little cozy in the winter months with some warm spirits.
Designed by Dave Beck,
who has a lovely unboxing video.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. And like,
oh, because that's how you learned how to put it in the box?
Yeah, yeah. Very helpful.
Well, you have inherited an abandoned distillery from a distant relative and are now tasked with bringing your family's business back to its former glory. Over the course of 7 rounds, you will acquire ingredients, items, recipes, and upgrades to create the world's most renowned spirits. Whoever has the most spirit points at the end of the game earns the title of Master Distiller.
What a haughty task.
We're all set up. Yes, so we have our distillery board and our recipe clipboard. Each round of these 7 rounds happens in 4 phases. First is the market phase, where we're going to buy our ingredients and other upgrades and such up here. And then we do a distill phase where we use our ingredients to like make a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So then after we make our spirit, we have the option to sell it. Or if we don't sell it, we age it and put it in the warehouse so it can soak up all these beautiful flavors from the tasting journal deck.
Yes, yes.
At the end of the round, we see if anyone gets these bonus points here. And then we do it all again. And after 7 rounds, we see who's got the most spirit points. Do you want to go first or me? Or do you want us to paper, rock, scissors for it?
Why don't you go first?
All right. We're going to take turns purchasing one thing at a time until we're both done. And the only limitation is how much money you have to spend. And this basic market with these basic ingredients,
mm-hmm.
you can only buy 2 things in total from there. But you can buy as much of the other stuff as you want. And this includes these recipes here. Like, you cannot make the puchuka. I can't read that.
Kachaka. It's like a Brazilian rum.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't make that until you buy the recipe. And it takes a bronze cube, which costs $2. And this is how much they're worth on the side. You can always make moonshine and vodka, because moonshine doesn't require any sugars. And vodka is fine with any sugar.
Interesting. What are these little markers on the side here? Are these the spirit points? That's the
spirit points, yeah. Okay. I forgot, when you also distill something, you get one of these labels. And use the labels to cover up these for different bonuses. And so I guess since we're trying to purchase, the way the distilling works is you need a water and a yeast. And then you put your sugars in the wash back. And then you're going to shuffle them up and you'll find out like what you make from it. Okay. What am I going to buy? Let's see. Okay, all the upgrades are way expensive right now. Same is true for these fancy ingredients. You can get special bottles to get yourself bonus points later. Or like the metal barrel is required for some other things.
Yeah.
If you take yeast or water, there's like a little special bonus that goes with it.
Yeah. For yeast, when purchased, immediately gain $1, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I do need yeast. Oh, that sounds like a good first purchase for me. I'll buy some yeast and I'll get $1.
I'm also going to get another yeast so I can get another doll here.
I'll just take some free grain sugar. Got to start somewhere. Because you can only do 2 basic purchases.
Yeah. I'm going to go spend $1 and get a plant sugar.
Oh, I'm so dumb. I forgot I have my special ability is to reduce the cost of things. I'm just going to rewind my previous turn.
Okay.
To get fruit sugar.
There you go.
I don't want to waste my ability. I don't know if this is hasty, but I'm just going to go ahead and buy one of these labels. All right. Now I'm done cheating.
Okay. All right. So we do this until we can't buy anything
until
else?
Until we pass. You don't have to buy anything.
Oh, okay, okay.
It has to be done.
Yeah, so, and I've got 2 basics. I'm good.
All right. And I'm also done.
All right.
I'll spend all my dollars.
All right. Oh, no, wait, I'm going to cheat for a second. I'm going to spend the $2 that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And buy a label as well.
Yeah, like if you have the plant sugar, you can do the top one. That's why I like switched it.
That's what I'm going to do then.
So we both passed. We're ready to distill. You take out of your pantry. You got to have at least one of each. And you don't have to use them all. Okay, distill time. Okay, so add one alcohol card for each sugar. We're going to get the head and the tail back from your mix. So there's not like a penalty for like adding more.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So now I have four cards here. And you only have one sugar.
Yeah.
So you got four cards too.
Yep.
So now shuffle them. So you remove the top and bottom and put them back in your pantry.
Oh, man.
All the alcohol came out?
Okay. The sugar came out of mine.
Reveal the remaining cards in the spirit stick. This is the result of your distillation. If you have the appropriate barrel, you know which one of your recipes you can satisfy. So I have a plant sugar, which means I could make vodka. I can't make moonshine because you're not allowed to have any sugar in it. Oh, I bought this new recipe. So I can make the new recipe. Oh, add an appropriate barrel card. Oh, basic barrel. Okay. And claim the label that matches what I can make. So what'd you make?
Moonshine. So did I take one of those moonshine labels?
Yeah.
Where do I put it?
You just put it on top of the spirit stack. And you add a bottle from your storeroom to the stack. Right now, all we have is our basic glass bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Count the total sell value on these cards.
So it's what the spirit stack plus the...
Yeah.
Okay, so I got five.
I got three.
Ball in Angus Douglas.
Count the total number of spirit points on these cards, as well as on the recipe. Okay, so I've got four on my recipe.
Got one on mine.
Place the label for that spirit on an empty space of your
choice.
And then you get your barrel and your bottle.
Interesting.
So now I've got a celebrity promoter. We'll add $2 to anything I sell in the future.
Okay. I'm going to do a free premium item. Ooh, I'm going with this guy here. This is pretty cool. I like this one.
All right, what'd you get?
The rounded bottle. So when selling, I gain 2 spirit points. But if I'm selling a Scottish spirit or a UK spirit, which is what I am, you get 3 instead.
Nice. And so that can just chill in your storeroom until you're ready.
So the part where we got the money, that was the selling part, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay.
So cool. We just did our selling.
And then what we made the spirit with, does that go in the truck?
Yes. Check for fulfilled spirit award. So if you have 4 bottles, you just got 1 and you haven't used it yet. Collect 3 America labels and then collect spirit labels from 3 different regions. Okay, we didn't do that. If you didn't sell, you're allowed to give up 4 SP for $4.
Okay, so we're back in the
market phase.
Ooh, juniper berries. Yum, yum.
Oh, you're looking at fancy ingredients now?
Yeah, I'm just rolling in money over here.
All right.
Might as well.
Money bag.
But what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to go ahead and buy another plant sugar.
So there is only one of these because we both bought this. I wish I could say that.
Kashaka.
We both bought a Kashaka recipe. There's only 2 labels. So if I make it again, I'll get that label. If we both make it at the same time, one of us won't get the label.
Interesting. Okay. Dang, I think I kind of hosed myself a little bit. So the alcohol I didn't notice says can be used as either a water or a yeast in your washback.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So I was like kind of relieved that my alcohol didn't go into my drink. Does this make you not want to actually be a distiller?
No, I would think master distiller would be an awesome job, actually.
That's what I thought.
You know what? I'm probably going to shoot myself, but we're going to risk it for the biscuit. I'm going to spend all my cash money right now for a silver cube. For whiskey.
Oh, you don't have a wooden barrel yet.
I know.
But you got to buy it sometime. I don't know.
I'm just kind of laying the groundwork here, you know? Or trying to. Anyway. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
This is definitely one of those games where the last 2 turns
are going to super matter. Yeah, for sure. How do we add flavors?
Flavors come from being aged.
Oh, okay.
But I'm noticing here, if we buy these premium ingredients, they're like are worth more money. I want to use my discount for all the things. But it's only for ingredients.
This is a real thinking man's game.
Yeah, which I like. All right, I'm going to pay my 2 coins and buy it.
I'm going to go ahead and go with the grain then for my second.
All right, I'm done buying.
Me too.
Then let's distill. Let's distill.
So we do a yeast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a water.
And then 1 or more sugars.
So let me ask you this. If you do more than what's required, does it
can you not make it? Or is it just like the minimum requirement on the recipe card? You see what I'm saying?
I was just thinking about that too. The way it reads to me is like, this says, like your whiskey says you can't have any plant or fruit sugar in it. Which I guess makes sense, right? That's like real life.
Yeah, for sure.
Whiskey requires at least 2 grain sugars in a wood barrel.
Yeah. So at least being the verbiage there. Okay, yeah. Got it.
Add an alcohol for each of your sugars. And shuffle up and take 2 of them out.
See what happens. See what kind of magic happens. Top and the bottom, right?
Mm-hmm. Which I like. It's like purely an aesthetic choice.
Yeah.
It'd be functionally the same to just take the top 2 off.
Oh!
You lost all your alcohol.
Son of a biscuit.
My yeast came out. Both my sugars are in there, so I have to make vodka.
Well, I could make my cachaca, right? You don't have to have alcohol for it.
No. None of them require alcohol. The cachaca, as long as you only have plant sugars, you're good to go.
We do a barrel and then a bottle?
Starting with you. Yeah, you pick your label now.
Cachaca!
All right. And then now you pick your bottle and sell it.
We'll do the rounded bottle. It's a UK one, so I'll only get 2 spirit points.
So you could save it and use your regular bottle.
But it goes back in my storeroom, though.
No, the fancy bottles go into your bottle collection.
Oh, okay, okay. Where's the bottle collection? You just hold them?
I guess so.
Oh. Well, no, that's still fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay,
it's fine.
It probably is.
Because it's
I just wanted to give you the heads up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we're good. We're
okay,
good.
Yeah, so put a bottle on it and sell it. You add up all the monies to get that much money, and then add up all the spirit points.
So 6 for me spirit points.
Nice.
And $3.
$4, $5, $6, $7 and 4 spirit points.
Oh, money bags over here.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, and 2 more because I have a celebrity promoter.
Nice. And then bottle collection I just held on to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, look what I got. Cool.
And then cover up something with your label. Oh, you already took a premium on it. Okay, because that's what I'm doing. Oh, wait, hang on. When we pass the market phase, you're supposed to discard these. There's a master blender and a farmer available. Get some barley or some mountain spring water. Ho ho.
Fancy pants. Ooh, that's spicy.
What?
The farmer?
At the beginning of your turn, you get a grain card to your pantry. That's pretty nice.
I think, because I'm torn here, I can either go with... All right, I'm going to take a risk here. I'm going to go with just money for now. 5.
No, that's not... I really thought about that first turn. I think I'm going to get my signature ingredient. So at the end of this round, if you haven't really looked at them, we have these 3 distillery gold cards.
Yeah.
You get rid of one of them after this round.
Okay.
Yep, so now it's my turn to go first in the marketing phase. I want to buy some barley, and I'll use my discount to do it.
I'm going
to
buy that wooden barrel.
Then I'm going to buy some basic grain sugar.
Me as well.
If I'm going all in on my signature recipe, it's probably the right choice to get it out. Oh, I should get one of these dope bottles. I should sell them a skull bottle.
That 3, that water down there at the end?
Yeah, which seems pretty legit. Like, if it comes out, you get to put a regular water back in. And if it doesn't come out, then it's worth more money and points.
Come here.
Are you reading it or buying it?
I'm reading it. But you know what? I am going to go ahead and buy it, though.
It's pretty cool.
Kind of starting to see how the flow is going. You know, it's still one of those ones where you kind of got to like plan ahead.
All right, I'll just take this other green sugar.
I think I'm good.
I'll just buy the bottle. And then I think I'm good too. So let's make some spirits. 4 grains. It's 4 alcohol. They're real boozy.
It's ridiculous, man.
My signature recipe. It's got to get you sloshed, right?
2 or 1 for each sugar, right? Mm-hmm.
This is my biggest stack of ingredients yet. Look at that.
It's pretty stacked.
Alcohol comes out.
Alcohol. And an alcohol. Woo-hoo-hoo. So that means I know what I'm doing.
I'll make my Andong Soju signature recipe because I got my Seneca rice in here. $11, $13 because I have a celebrity promoting it. Ryan Reynolds Andong Soju.
So are you selling yours?
Yeah. 17 points worth making your signature drink, I think.
Yeah, but you only do it once.
Yeah.
Here's your money. I'm going to make this whiskey. But I'm going to age it. I'm not going to sell it. So my bonus guy is when aging spirit in your warehouse, I can draw 3 cards instead of 1. Pick 1 to add to the spirit and discard the other 2. Ooh, discard these bad boys.
The tour guide, you just get a coin at the beginning of your turn. Coppersmith, during the distill phase, you may add an additional alcohol.
Okay.
Figs and sorghum, a Kaveri barrel, and the etch crystal decanter.
Oh,
Beautiful. And then is end of round three, so pick one of these goals to not try to accomplish.
I'm not doing this one.
You get to go first. Oh, I never took my label bonus. I'm going to go for the free recipe.
Which is market face?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to get a yeast and get a dollar. That's about all I can do right now.
How do you like big brandy?
Sounds delicious. Normally you do apples or grapes. I'm just going to get another yeast.
I get another dollar.
Okay. I'm going to get this etched crystal decanter. I'm going to fancy it up over here.
Fancy it up, sir. Which is this sorghum, too? Okay. I'm going to go with that. No, you know what? No. Give me the potatoes. Give me the potatoes.
Oh, give me the potatoes. They're three. More expensive.
Are they? Then never mind. Scratch that. Let me get the rice, actually. Is that two?
All right.
Yes, more figs. Well, these basic sugars in there are only going to benefit me in creating more alcohol. I guess I'll take yeast. I'll go ahead and buy some mixed fruits. I think I'm done purchasing as well.
All right. Are we distilling?
Yep. I hate the look of this celebrity promoter. I think it's like half balding. Like,
looks like a vampire, kind of.
Yes. Dracula is promoting
your whatever it is that you're distilling there. Human blood?
It's brandy, I swear.
Sure. Brandy is red, you know.
No! Well, I didn't buy a barrel. So even if I put the fruit back, what else did I buy? Oh, this decanter. Should have bought a barrel instead of a decanter. Crap. I'm going to use up all my good stuff on vodka.
So we got alcohol and yeast.
Double alcohol for me.
Come on.
I can't make this brandy. Oh, my gosh.
So I can make...
Unquestionable disaster.
I'm going to make a vodka.
You make a vodka too?
Yeah.
Here's your vodka label.
Thanks.
Dumb old barrel.
So during this phase, I can age it further, right?
Yeah. But first,
like my selling. Yeah. I'm selling for $4. A big whopping $4.
And then I'm getting 8 points out of it.
I got two. Or no, three. Woohoo.
You're going to let your whiskey age some more?
Yeah. Okay. So every time I age, though, I get to pick three.
First, we put our vodka labels out.
Okay. Give me a fruit there, please. No. Sorry. I'm not going to cheat. It's just a basic.
Say a basic?
Yeah. That one right there, right?
No, it's one free ingredient.
Just any ingredient. Free? Any yeah, free? Okay. Well, then I'm going to take them.
How about them apples?
I'm not going to argue.
Do those flavor cards give you, they increase the value?
Mm-hmm. Am I good to...
I'm going to have the ex-bourbon hogshead. That's very Kentucky of me. All right.
Am I good to age mine?
Yes, age it up.
Let's see what we got. Well, that's weird. Woo-hoo-hoo. Take that one. My turn?
Mm-hmm.
Want to buy another fruit, please, sir? One of these mixed fruits.
Use my discount to buy some apples.
Let me get another yeast. I'm going to buy a gin recipe. I think I'm tapped out.
I'll buy fruits and... a silver recipe as well. Did you just buy gin?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you know what? Instead, I'm gonna go for the baijiu instead. And now I'm done.
Okay, so are we distilling now? Do you only use one water and one yeast? Like, are you only allowed to use one of each?
No, you can put more in there if you want, which you can do to, like, increase the odds of them coming out instead of, like, your alcohol or whatever.
Apples! No! No.
Maybe that is a strategy.
All right, I have the yeast and yeast coming out of mine, leaving me with, I can make some gin. Which got me $4.
$8 for me and one prestige point.
And I got 9.
New upgrades include the column still and the private investigator.
What does he do?
At the beginning of your turn, gain $2 if you have at least one spirit in your warehouse. Corn and millet. A worm bottle. Gross.
Yeah, it's for your tequilas. I always tell you not to drink. You okay, Phil?
No, it's not working out. I totally, like, got hosed on that 2 turns in a row. One, because I didn't buy my barrel. Then I followed up by failing to make brandy. Come on. All right, I'm going to use my discount to get a fruit sugar for free.
Can you hand me that wax sealed bottle, please? No, the other one. I like this game, though. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. All right. I'm going to buy some. Which would you rather have in your soju? Millet or wheat? Or rye? Isn't that what the fuck he's made of? Rye?
Yeah, sure. So during the selling phase, if I were to choose to sell the whiskey, can I sell both whatever I...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with...
I'll go with the grain.
I'm going to mix my rye with, you know what, corn.
Yeah, there you go. It's a good mix. What drink are you making?
I might make a soju at some point.
I think I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with another grain.
I think I will take a yeast.
I think I'm tapped out.
By the cube for the soju recipe. And then now I'm tapped out. Ready to distill?
Yeah, let's do it.
And my alcohol cards. My whole strategy depends on this being a brandy.
Oh, yeah? Alcohol. Alcohol.
Yeast. Okay. And alcohol. Yes! Brandy success.
Sorry, I made a soju.
Dude, this is just like Copper and Kings, right? I'm putting my bourbon, my brandy in my bourbon barrel.
Yeah. You're on it, man. You're on something here. All right. Are you aging your brandy?
Yep. I got to age it.
Okay. So we'll sell this soju.
All right. How much money you get?
I get 1, 2, 3.
3?
Yep. And then I'm going to age my whiskey one more time.
All right. And then I'm aging my brandy, and that's $2. I get a free one with my... first aging of my brandy. You gotta put your soju bonus up there.
I'm gonna do...
So sick of cycling cards in games we play.
Huh?
Like, having to cycle cards. Like, I get why it exists as a mechanic.
Yeah.
But just with our limited table space...
It's a pain in the butt.
It's additional upkeep, bookkeeping stuff. Ooh, you can get mason jar if you want to get $4 extra for your moonshine.
Oh, good.
There's the grapes.
I'm going to move my signature ingredient. Oh, I moved 5. How many did you get? Or you didn't sell.
I didn't sell, yeah. Warehouse manager comes out. Dude, the trucker. You can buy cards from the truck. That's cool. But she definitely looks like Large Marge.
Well, who else are you going to have, you know, selling you ingredients?
It's Large Marge.
I'm putting my... signature ingredient in the pantry. See what happens. We're gonna see.
Let's go.
Got to see. We gotta play this smooth, calm, collected.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
All right. So I didn't sell anything. So I'm gonna have a tasting flight here. Lose 4 points, get $4.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Didn't mention it. But you only did one turn without selling anything.
True.
I thought I mentioned it then.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. That's fine.
All
right. It's $4. It's $4 here.
You now have 3 different countries on your labels, right?
I do.
So you're a Globetrotter, bro.
So I get 7 extra points?
Although I think that's at the end. I think you just take the token right now.
Oh, okay. Last round. Here we go.
Buying the worm bottle. There's now an American Standard barrel, if you're interested.
So since it's the last round, you can't make anything that needs to be aged, right?
You can, but you...
Won't be able to...
You won't get as many points or anything.
Got it. You won't be able to flavor it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You'll get one flavor on it. Oh, you won't get to sell it, but you will get some prestige for it. It's like less than if you sell it.
Here we go. Do or die time.
Okay. Do it or die.
We're going to do... Can you give me that sorghum there at the end?
I'm going to take a water so I can peek at the top ingredient. It's agave, and I can't afford that. So... Goodbye. All right, your purchase.
I'll do this American Standard barrel.
Barrel?
Yeah.
Another Dolium barrel. I get a grain of sugar. It's my second basic buy. And you got anything else?
Yeah, I was going to get, because I haven't done anything off the basic rack yet.
Yeah.
I was going to do grain. Are you buying anything else?
Yeah, I'm going to use my ingredient discount because I haven't used that yet to buy some millet.
I'm going to do one more grain and then I'm set. I'm pulling for the signature. Sweet. All right, cool.
All right, I'm also done.
We distilling?
Yeah, 4 grains in here, so give me that 4 alcohol.
Give me some of that 4 alcohol, too, as well.
Let's go. Are you not putting that in there? I feel like you should put...
Everything? Why not?
Yeah, because you want
to... It's the last round.
Yeah.
Might as well.
You want the yeast to come out as your head or your tail.
Yeah.
And then that alcohol will get you some more money.
Come on, baby.
Alcohol came out.
Alcohol.
And water.
Yeast, let's go, baby. Let's go. Woohoo.
$10. Seeing also 4 points.
So I'm going to sell my signature recipe.
No, it has to be barreled, right?
It is barreled.
It has to age before you can sell.
Oh, okay. So
you can sell your whiskey, and then you'll just get points for that one.
Okay, gotcha. Does it get a flavor?
No, because this is the sell phase. And then after selling is when you get extra flavors.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, I got to put my soju label up here. I think it's the last turn, so I take the points.
So I'm going to sell your whiskey. Sell my whiskey. I'm going to also take points here. Doesn't matter, I guess.
Yeah.
That's two. So I sold it for 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11.
Dang.
And then I also get six.
You have five flavors? How many flavor cards?
Three.
So six. Because you also have these down here, right?
Yeah, so there's spirit points is 2, 3, 13 for the whiskey.
And then six more, 19.
19, yeah.
Ooh.
What's 19? What's 24 plus 19?
43.
Okay.
Ooh, you jumped ahead. All right, well, I got my brandy to sell now. Let's see what flavor notes I ended up with. Grass. And honey.
Mmm, well, that's not too bad. What was your fruit in your brandy?
Basic fruit and apples.
That's not bad. Honey, apple, brandy? That sounds delicious, actually.
With a hint of grass.
Yeah, mmm.
3 stars.
I had my whiskey that I sold was maple malty ginger.
Oh.
Fancy. Fancy schmancy.
Oh, shoot. I forgot my bottle. I was going to put the worm in the soju for another point. And then the etched crystal decanter for my brandy is worth 4.567.
Okay.
I believe you don't have anything left to sell, right?
Right.
So age, you'll get another flavor card on here. If any of them has any points on it, you should definitely pick that.
We're just going to... They're all money, so it doesn't really matter.
Because we do end of round. I now have 4 display bottles. So your spirit's still in your warehouse. You count spirit points for the ingredients, barrel, recipe, and 1 for each flavor card. So you can count that up now.
So spirit points for...
I should have gotten 3 more for that one. Sorry. Yeah.
Or like spirit points for completing the recipe, right?
Yeah.
So there's 20.
Oh, dude, I forgot that my brandy's worth 13 and the soju's worth 5. I suck for doing this to you. Okay. All right. Carry on.
I had 20.
So you get 20 more?
So that puts me, and then 1 for every flavor.
Uh-huh. But then you also get 1 for your barrel. And then your signature is 4 more, and your sorghum is another one. So you should get 6 more points off that one. So no bottle bonus points. Distillery upgrades. I get 1 point from my celebrity promoter.
Me too.
From your security guard or whatever.
Yep.
Private investigator.
Private.
He's a private investor.
Oh.
Very different.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Distillery goals. Did you meet any of your distillery goals?
I think so.
You have 4 recipe cubes. Oh my gosh, I made both of mine.
What was yours?
Okay. Thirst for knowledge. Have or be tied for the most recipe cubes. We both have 4. The West champion. Have or be tied for the most America spirit labels. We both have 1, right? We both made this Kachaka. So I get 12 points here.
Have or be tied to have the most Scottish or UK display bottles. How many do you have?
I have 1.
I have 1, so I get that one.
Nail it.
And I don't get the other one. Have or tied for the most money at the end of the game. You have like 28.3.
Yeah.
I have 11.
So much money. We each get our set. I guess we're supposed to get this right away. I was wrong about that earlier.
7 more. That was a 26, I thought.
Yeah.
So,
then 33. And then the last thing is you get 1 point for every $5 you have. So, I got 4 more.
Two more. Dude, I had you.
Dude.
I had you.
I was a
That's garbage. That's garbage. That's such garbage.
So I lucked out. Oh, I tried to get the cubes. I did do the cubes on purpose. But the West
That's such garbage. Because I had you in the bag, dude. I had you locked up.
Dude, yes. If I hadn't accidentally gotten this West champion, you would have beat me.
So stupid.
Sorry to put it that way.
So stupid.
I'm just a bully.
Yeah, you are, man. It's all right. It was fun. Let's do an outro, I guess.
I was super surprised. Thanks for listening.
Catch us next time. Ba-dum-bum.
On Above the Board.
No.
That didn't work?
Yeah, they had 2 intros of that. They know they're watching by now.
Yeah, bad outro.